One.
Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time when we look to the Word of God and we sing and we pray and you know, we just meditate and lift up the Lord and praise Him with other saints. Let's dedicate this time to Him now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And thank you for singing that great song with us. We've been singing that for a long time, and with the response we get from our listeners, we're going to continue to sing that. We've had some listeners tell us that they catch themselves singing that little jingle even during the day. And one of our radio station operators told me that sometimes during the day, if he's feeling a little rough or, you know, things are maybe not as going as good, that song comes to his mind and he hears us singing, I'm strong in the Lord, and it helps him get through the day. Well, Ephesians 6:10 tells us to do that very thing. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. There is strength today in unity, and we're agreeing together in one mind and one accord with all those that are worshiping with us. And we're lifting our hands and our voices and our praises to God in one mind and one accord. The Lord inhabits the praises of His people. And where two or three are gathered together in His name, He said He'd be in our midst. We live about an hour and 10 minutes from the Cardinal Ball Stadium in St. Louis. And there's probably 40 or 50,000 seats there. I've never been. I've been past it, but I've never been inside the stadium. But anyway, you know, there could be 40 or 50,000 people there and God not in the midst. You say, well, preacher, He says where two or three are gathered together, I'm in the midst. That's not what He said. He said where two or three are gathered together in My name, there I am in the midst. The name of Jesus makes the difference. Well, if you got two or three gathered together in the name of Jesus there, then it's a different situation. Well, we've got two or three gathered together in the name of Jesus worshiping with us on this broadcast. So let's enter into the presence of the Lord. Reading the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from 2 Corinthians 5:14. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Hallelujah. Again, wonderful words of life from the Word of God. And we'll have more scripture as we get ready to pray. All right, page 25 in the Hymns of the Spirit hymnal. Sing with us on My Savior's Love. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how He could love me, a sinner condemned, unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is
is my Savior's love for me. It was in the garden He prayed, not my will but thine. He had no tears for his own griefs, but sweat great drops of blood for me. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. In pity, angels beheld him and came from the world of light to comfort him in his sorrows. He bore for my soul that night. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
God, what a great description, wonderful and marvelous.
With the ransomed in glory, his face I at last shall see. 'Twill be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
Oh, it would be easy for me just to take off here and try to describe the love of God. Let's go to Matthew 18:20. Precious promise today. Here's the very scripture that I mentioned earlier. And here I just turned to it to read in the precious promise. I had not looked at this ahead of time. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. That's Matthew 18:20. You need to mark that down. And when you quote that, you need to quote that correctly. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today that we are in the midst of God. We have gathered together in your name. Lord, we started this service in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we continue on worshiping you. We're thankful, Lord, that we can sing about the name of Jesus. We're thankful that we can pray in the name of Jesus. We can testify about the name of Jesus. We can preach the gospel message about the name of Jesus and offer salvation to lost souls in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to live our lives in Jesus' name and be witnesses for you. I pray, Lord, you'll minister to us today. Hear the prayers of all the saints today. Lord, many are praying for various needs. And Lord, we just could take time to mention all those and we'd never cover them all. So Lord, as each one prays today and you're listening and you're watching, hear those prayers, Lord. See those hearts that are burdened and minister to them today according to your will. Lord, help us to live by your word. Use us for the glory of God. Bless this service to touch some heart today, we pray. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Praise God. Worship with us now. Praise Him as we sing.
Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And He's just the same as His lovely name. That's the reason why I love Him so. Is the sweetest name I know.
And as time permits, I'll give you the contact information at the very end. Nothing's too big for my God. You need to remember that today, folks.
Nothing's too big for my God, no, nothing's too big for my God. I'm not gonna be discouraged, I'm not gonna be depressed. Nothing's too big for my God, and I'm in His rest. Higher than the highest mountain, deeper than the deepest sea, He's stronger than a locomotive, faster than a bullet speed. He's wiser than a man named Webster, eternal in deity. Nothing's too big for God, no impossibility. I said there's nothing too big for my God. No, there's nothing too big for my God. Oh, no, hallelujah. I'm not gonna get discouraged, and I'm not gonna be depressed. Nothing's too big for my God, and I'm in His care.
Hallelujah. Oh, worship today to a God that's bigger than all your problems. Hallelujah.
Never has there been a problem bigger than God could solve. Never has there been a question baffling the mind of God. He has all His power to rise above our enemies. Nothing's too big for my God, no impossibility. I said there's nothing too big for my God. No, there's nothing too big for my God.
Well, I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. We'll try to finish that in just a minute. But we don't want to hear from you. Send any offering, card, letters, comments about our broadcast to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. Our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
Nothing's too big for my God. No, nothing's too big for my God.